Instead of peace on earth, I'm gonna make it hell on earth.
Carnage!
CITR 101.9 invites you to 24 hours of live radio hell. Tune in at 6 p.m. on October 1st for 24 hours of live bands broadcast straight from the CITR Lounge. Including Twin Crystals, You Say Party, We Say Die, The Abraham Singers, Reflections, Darren G, Green Hour Band, and many more. To celebrate the first ever day of Radio Hell, come out to the after party October 2nd at the Ukrainian Hall. Doors open at 8 p.m.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, was that it? You are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell still going on. My name is Ben. I am back from a nice, refreshing shut eyes. Rain on the Sidewalk, coming up as soon as we can get them hooked up to the gear, which means any minute now. Stick around for that. Rain on the Sidewalk, live in studio. Now, until then, I'm going to just play some old Thunderbird Radio Hell stuff. Back in, when was this? It was this year, actually. Julie Duran came and played on this show. I am going to play a song or two from that excitement that happened. I think it's March of this year when Julie Duran was in studio and played on live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is Julie Duran on CITR, Rain on the Sidewalk, up very soon.
Well, here we are. Okay, you can probably take my voice down a little tiny bit. Please. Oh, yeah. Hello, Vancouver. Woo! That's my my producer over there at the drums. My life producer. Keeps me on track most of the time. Which would be Fred Squire on drums, by the way. For everyone out in Radio Land. Okay, here we go.
Where our bikes lie, lovers in the nighttime, lovers in the day. Oh, heavy sleep, carry me away to the place where dreams be. Through the night.
All right, that was some Julie Duran as recorded when she was here about half a year ago on this program. You're listening to 25 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. We are into, what is this? This is the 18th hour or something like that? I think so. Just a bit past 12 o'clock, live in studio with us right now, we have The Rain and The Sidewalk.
Dressed in black with white trim, you crashed in on me with the grace of an uninvited guest. Realizing it interrupted a stranger in the shower, the hunger in your eyes I maybe would have left, but you sank your claws into me like a bird of prey, lifted me up into the skies above. You sank your claws into me like a bird of prey, lifted me up into the skies above.
Yes, we are The Rain and The Sidewalk, and it's a pleasure to be on 24 Hours of Life on Thunderbird Radio at Hell. Sassy heels crave my affections.
for a while into hell, they change their minds. Don't read through my thoughts, they'll mean nothing to you. By the time I get a chance to release, they'll have turned to hush. Shadows loom, wavering over your words and disconnecting sense. The only certainty is not knowing. So I need to try this persistent anxiety out of my soul. Lights reflecting off the table scold me where I am and where I should be. Sometimes my feelings make me feel like such a nitwit.
Radio friendly version.
So I'm right back to where I started, sitting here by myself again, wishing I had someone to talk to, wishing I had something to say, but kind of content anyway, in a weird sort of way. Lights reflecting off the table scold me where I am and where I should be. Okay then, so where should I be? So I'm right back to where I started, sitting here by myself again, wishing I had someone to talk to, wishing I had something to say. Oh, I wish I had someone to talk to. Oh, I wish I had something to say. Oh, I wish I had someone to talk to. Oh, I wish I had something to say.
Song off of our newly released Weakness CD, a song called Drunken Ramblings. This next song is called Regret, also off of Weakness.
I can't say I tried at all. All actions absorbed by nervous absurdity. Self-denial.
No, it can't be me. Or be silly.
Even if not, I wish I'd risk the embarrassment. Know just what I could have done.
I don't even know just what I didn't.
And a Sidewalk live on CITR as part of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
How's it going?
Thank you. Pretty good. Right, pretty good.
How was the traffic getting onto campus?
The usual sardine scene usual on the 99.
Let's talk a bit about the new CD, the double CD that just came out, Weakness. How did it come about?
Basically, I spent so long recording the Inanimate CD way back, I wound up with a backlog of songs, so I thought, okay, I'll try to make this into a double CD just so I can have an excuse to actually write a couple more, right? So.
Oh, yeah? How many? A couple more, but it's like, you know, one of them is 12 tracks and the other one is like 16 tracks.
Yeah, all the longer songs wound up on disc one for some reason.
Yeah, because for some people, this would have been like a triple CD. If it was Joe Plaskett, I think we put on 999 on the thing. When did you put it out? That was the CD release party.
That was a few weeks back.
September 5th,
yes.
Yeah, and it was a really successful CD release party. A lot of people showed up.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
Good fun at the Princeton Pub.
At the Princeton Pub. So what can you tell us about the CD compared to, say, your old one?
Shanna's actually singing this time. I'm actually singing a bunch of songs this time.
So is this the first
Wade singing on?
Is this the first time that Shannon's been on?
Full length. Yeah, we contributed one track to One Cool Word magazine. I guess about 2 years ago. But this is the first full length release of Rain in the Sidewalk I've been on, and I've been singing with Trevor for what, 5-6 years now.
Yeah.
So it's about time.
Yeah. And Shannon, you've been away.
For the last couple of years I've been back and forth to Europe and trying to establish a base there. Not so sure it's going to happen. We might end up, my husband Mike McLean and I, back in the Ottawa area for a little while. But all the better for the Rain in the Sidewalk to tour back east is what I say to that one.
Right. Are you in Vancouver for the next little while?
Yeah, till probably the end of December. So we're working up a few shows here and hoping to get over to the island. Just in negotiations for some hot gigs.
Oh, awesome.
Around BC.
And what are you going to do, Trevor, when Shannon's gone? I'll wait until she comes back.
Well, I'll see if she can line me up some shows out of town, obviously.
Okay.
I'll be back sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you planning on heading out there at some point, or going on tour? Or?
Well, it would probably be a good idea to just try to do that one of these days, right?
Yeah, just do it one of these days, maybe, to get it over with.
Get out of Vancouver.
Yeah, just to get out of Vancouver. All right. The Rain and the Sidewalk on CITR.
Can we play another song? Okay, this next song is a gentle lullaby. Sorry, Ben, I hope we don't put you to sleep. A song called In the Dark. It's another song off our Weakness CD, which is available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, McLeanRecords.com online. You can go to the RainandTheSidewalk.com for more information.
You've been through a lot.
You'll never slip through.
look like you've been through a lot.
You're a big boss, don't know how to bend.
You look like you've been through a lot.
Lenses make the shadows change.
See through you. Look like you are blazing hot.
Time. Can we do one more, or yeah, okay.
Got a couple more, no?
We've got plenty more. We just don't have time. Right. Jump right into it.
The dark on the windowsill tonight, I have seen.
Do you want us to do a louder one to wake you up there, Ben? Or?
Pardon?
Do you want us to do a louder song now to wake you up a bit there? Or,
Maybe one more. Do you have time for one more, you think? Yeah, okay, just one more. Yeah, last one.
We're a last quick one. Teardown.
Yeah, The Rain and the Sidewalk. The website is therainandthesidewalk.com.
Now for something completely different.
Thank you very much, The Rain and the Sidewalk. Thanks so much for coming out, for being part of this excitement that is 24 Hours in Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. And if you want to hear more, you can buy our CD.
Yes, you bet. TheRainandTheSidewalk.com. Probably first time playing at noon.
Bloody early.
Yeah. The Abramson Singers. Coming up next, we are going to switch it out of the studio. We're going to get a call in, hopefully, from Dave from Japandroids. We will do that there. Thank you. All right, you guys talk with Phil. Tell us what we're doing. You are on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. The Abramson Singers are coming up as soon as we can set them up.
Hello.
We are now waiting for a call from Mr. Dave Prowse from Japandroids. And as you can, I don't know if you can hear my BlackBerry.
I can hear your BlackBerry.
This is good radio. Good radio. So, one of the headphones might not be working.
Oh, I think I got it working.
It's your BlackBerry.
Yeah. Jesus, it's really
Megan and I had our headphones switched.
Oh yeah.
I'm making them cost long distance too. Eh? We're good people.
So Dave's in Montreal right now.
Yeah, Montreal. They should. They played in Peterborough yesterday, I believe, and tonight they are playing in Pop Montreal, and it is 2 o'clock.
So it's part of the Unfamiliar Records showcase.
Do you know who they're playing with?
They're playing with No Gold.
Here we go.
Van Bremen is doing a solo thing as well.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. You're on the air right now.
Wow.
With Jay and Megan and Ben Lai.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hey!
Dave Prowse from Japandroids. How?
Wow, this is really neat.
So you're going to do a song for us, right?
Yeah.
What song is in your head right now?
Well, I could rap, maybe.
Do it.
That's about it. No, I don't want to rap.
We're with Dave Prowse.
I want to open that door.
We're with Dave Prowse from Japandroids.
My hip-hop album is going to drop for another 6 months at least, so... I don't really want to spoil it for anyone.
You don't want anybody to steal your beats?
Yeah. No, they will. They'll steal my beats and my rhymes.
We
both
will.
Of them.
Yeah.
What about your flow? Do you think that's safe?
How is the 24 hours going? What hour are we at right now?
We are...
A million.
We're at the 18th. We're almost hitting the 19th. We're almost done.
Wow.
Can you believe it or not? Well, sort of almost done, considering I went and I took a nap for an hour. It's all good.
What?
How is your tour going?
This is a farce!
I cheated.
Busted.
You cheated!
Yeah, you went home.
You have no dedication to radio, Ben Lai. I'm disgusted.
Yeah. You would have, CGSF would not have, would have been just straight. Although Jared was telling me that when he was doing this whole 24-hour thing, he slept through the first 6 hours.
What?
He slept in. He didn't even show up for the first 6 hours.
And so it's the long legacy of cheaters over at
CRP. Campus
radio.
Videos, yes.
Yep.
Disgusting.
So whereabouts are you right now?
I am walking down Rue Sherbrooke back to my hotel because we have to go load in. We're at Pump Montreal right now. We're going to play a showcase for Unfamiliar Records at Le Divan Orange tonight. So we're going to go load in and stuff. And Unfamiliar just had a kind of barbecue party thing with, actually it was a joint thing with Min Records. So I was hanging out there and drinking Jameson and Red Bull, which doesn't sound good, but it actually turned out all right.
Oh yeah.
And beer and... hung out and watched some Unfamiliar.
Are you getting arrested?
Oh, I think the police are after me.
Start running.
No talking to people from Vancouver in Montreal.
Yeah. No, we saw a bunch of bands. No Gold played, and Carolyn Mark played, and Hot Panda, a bunch of bands. It was cool.
Very nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
How has the rest of the tour been?
It's been good. There's been less fireworks on this tour. So far. That's the only downside, though. Everything else has been really good. we have a metal dude crew.
Yes.
I don't know if you got the chance to meet them or not. Oh, yeah, you did. You met them at the breakfast place. Yeah.
Yeah, we've all met.
He was into lighting things up.
Oh, yeah. He was threatening to light things on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Has he done it yet?
No, not yet. He hasn't blown. He keeps wanting to do it, but we're just not sure when we want to open that door, you know? Once he starts swallowing kerosene and blowing fire...
there's no going back.
I don't know. That just seems like things were just going to devolve quite quickly.
How's your beard doing?
I tried to grow a metal beard because I wanted to fit in, but
it
didn't really turn into much of a metal beard. It just turned into, like, a gigantic, like, patchy monstrosity. So I had to just... scale things back.
That's great.
Just didn't work. Yeah.
I figured that
was a sign that I'm just not metal.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I could be metal, but I can't.
No.
I don't have the facial hair for it.
you know, I haven't seen you in a long time now, and I imagine that you're just, like, really, like, you're wearing sweatpants, and you have bare feet, and you're just, like, you're just relaxing super hard. Is that true?
Funny you should mention, I'm actually completely naked watching this right now. Too many Jameson and Red Bulls.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
We're just going in a different direction. We're free and easy. Free and easy.
Don't share your drum stool with anyone.
Awesome. What's the plan?
Especially not those guys in No Gold. Bunch of hippies.
You're listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're live on the phone with Dave Prowse from Japan Droids. My name is Ben. I'm here with Jay Arner and Megan McDonald. We're talking with Dave about him walking naked down the street in Montreal. Doing us proud. What is the schedule like the next couple days for you?
We're going to be playing... We're just about to start kind of the second chapter of our tour. We just did about 3.5 weeks with Mount St. Helens Vietnam Band, and then this leg of the tour we're going to be touring with a band called the Coat Hangers starting tonight. Right. And we're basically kind of doing like a huge loop of the eastern half of the United States. So we're going to play like a couple more shows in Canada, then we're going to go down south all the way to Texas, play a whole bunch of shows on the way. Then we're going to loop all the way back up the East Coast from Texas and end up in New York for CMJ.
Woo!
At the end of October.
Are you meeting up with Megan there?
I think so.
Yes.
That's what I heard. Are you still coming to New York, Megan?
Yeah, I have my ticket. It's October 21st to November 1st.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really exciting. I'm going to be able to see.
That is going to be exciting.
Yeah, do more trip planning on the air. It's good.
Yeah.
That's all our listeners want to listen to.
Is there going to be a Thunderbird Radio Hell party at CMJ, Benoit?
I wish.
I think you should work on it.
I wish. I don't know. We'll see. I might. I don't know. Who knows? New York. New York's easy. It's close.
Yeah.
I'll just sleep on the streets.
You can sleep
on the street naked, Chopandroid style.
Yeah, exactly. We're starting a trend. It's going to be the new Vancouver thing.
Yeah.
Vancouver's going to be known for naked musicians.
Yeah.
Just constantly jailed.
It's a weird tangent that we've just gone down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you started it.
I wasn't surprised. Wasn't surprised at all.
I don't know if we can put the car in reverse and get out of the strange road that we're going down or not. But
I regret it.
Yeah.
Oh, you have these like road metaphors now, Dave. Did you notice that? You just
The road life is getting to me.
Yeah. We're gonna load that joke in.
All I know.
So, Dave, what song are you gonna play for us right now? Oh, wait.
I don't have any instruments. Unfortunately.
Your body is an instrument.
You really timed this poorly, Benoit, I must say. I mean, our showcase is in about 6 hours, and your show is going to end right before we play.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed in you.
I don't think putting a phone in front of a stage is going to... It's going to sound like... I'll just be cutting
what
out.
What do you mean?
That's what Ben thinks you sound like.
You've got a lot of dials and knobs over there. You can work some magic.
Yeah.
Put the phone inside the hi-hat.
Have you guys ever heard Japandroids? They sound like...
They sound like a really good ringtone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all MIDI.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Which maybe super MIDI.
Or maybe we should have just give somebody to commentate. You know, just like some guy on the side and just commentate on what happened. There's a fan on stage.
Well, it's like Tim and Eric have been one of them. I forget which one has been tweeting the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Oh. He's just like reviewing it as he watches it, like every second.
In real time.
Yeah. It's great. So you know, you could do.
Well, maybe we could work out some sort of Twitter feed. I guess people are really into Twitter these days.
Yeah, I gather.
So, it's huge.
24 hours of Radio Hell Twitter. The next round.
All right.
Starting at the end of the broadcast.
Awesome. So I think we should probably let you go and put some clothes on. It's probably cold out there. What is it like?
It's getting a little bit cold. I won't lie to you.
It's kind of nippy. Yeah. You don't want too much shrinkage before your show. Wait, we're gonna play some Japandroids that I played for like 3 times now in the last 24 hours.
It's great.
Yeah, it's not the Ben Lai song, unfortunately, but anyways.
Oh, that's bad. That's such your new theme song.
Yeah,
you're supposed to play Japandroids every 6 hours. I think
we're gonna that's by contractual.
Maybe we can get Fine Mist to do a cover of Japandroids on the air right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Don't dare us.
Yeah.
You know that when
I just did. Meg, I just did.
There are drums.
I saw a sparkle light up in Mark Pagan's eyes. I got permission.
Wow.
I think I want you to talk to me when.
Time.
Yeah, when we see when I see you in New York, I want you to not punch me in the nose. So I think it's what would be good is if Jay tried to be Brian and I tried to be you in the band.
Wow.
Like you'd be like, she's like a rock except can only play kick, snare. So it'd be really bad, and Jay would be like, I don't know. He'd be
all
like,
all you gotta do
so
is just pull your hoodie up. That's all you gotta do, and then just everything
you
else will just make sense.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we do have a fan in here. We can just blast it.
Yeah, that's all. See, I'm just the guy with his hoodie up. Brian's just the guy with the fan. That's all we are. Really,
yeah,
to be honest.
That's true.
You can work it out. I'm sure.
All right, let's.
Okay,
let's,
I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, let's talk to you later. Let's before this becomes inside. Okay. I think Leah is ready. Eh? Okay, awesome. Thank you, Dave. From
talking to you.
And I will see you in December.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Bye, Jay, Megan, and I.
Take care.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, we just talked with Dave Prowse from Japan Droids. And that's about somebody being punched in the face and all that stuff. And you just heard Rain on the Sidewalk live on CITR. 20 parts of radio. 20 different parts of radio. 20 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. 24 hours. That's 24 hours of Thunder.
Hell Hour Radio.
Yeah. Live in studio with us right now, we have the Abramson Singers.
Woo!
There's only one. Should we keep going? Where's Mr. Benjamin Lai? Here you are. Your meter was... Oh, you're kidding. Oh, that didn't actually go through? Lame.
Do it again. Welcome.
I thought we played it really well. Oh, shit. Well, now we can get that thing that we got wrong right.
Yeah.
Should we just play that again then? Dead air. Hang on, we're just gonna adjust the level here. Are we good to go, Ben? To go, Ben? Yeah? Okay. Sorry about the dead air, guys. Nobody meant for that to happen. But the good news is we're going to play the same song we just played even better than we just played it. Old maids of kindness, don't lend your hearts out. Keep your beans unspilled in secret, white and navy, black and turtle dove. It's been so long. Where have all your cheek roses gone? They wither. Smile at a stranger. Oh, maids of patience, don't wait for star signs, let him waste his chance and know that he will love you after you have gone. You have gone. It's been so long. Where have all your cheek roses gone? Should we do another one? Yeah? Okay. What do you want to do? Okay. It's totally up to me, huh? Let's do Tucker's.
Okay.
My name is Leah Abramson, and this is David Sakula on guitar and box. Thank you.
drivers be safe tonight. Truck drivers be safe tonight. Truck drivers be safe tonight. Truck drivers be safe tonight. No black eyes or jackknife, just fast roads and light loads, light loads. Truck drivers, be warm tonight. Truck drivers, be warm tonight. Truck drivers, be warm tonight. With beautiful hitchhikers. Hitchhikers, be safe tonight. Hitchhikers, be safe tonight. No short rides or bad guys, just good luck in nice truck drivers.
Singers live on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Let me speak into the mic. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for staying up for 24 hours. Oh, wait, no, you
I
had
cheated.
1 hour of sleep.
It's 23. Yeah, 24 whatever. Minus 1.
I like to cheat. So let's introduce your friend there. I think this is the first time that he has played with you
yes,
on the show.
Yes, this is Mr. David Sakula.
Yay, hand claps.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
And you've played two songs already, and the last couple times you've been here, you played two songs.
Yeah.
So you exceeded.
Yeah, well, it's kind of easier with Dave here because he kind of can fill in the gaps. That
right.
It's hard to do on my own sometimes, so.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you were on the show, ages and ages ago?
Oh, yeah. That was when I played Shindig, like,
yeah.
I don't know, in 1995 or something.
Yeah. And you also did a short set, like five songs or something like that.
Yeah.
So you've been. So this is your fourth time, you think? Maybe
something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You're a veteran of the
yeah,
show.
Totally.
How? And this is obviously the first time you play at like lunch hour.
Yeah.
How does? Do you have you ever played a lot of shows during the daytime? Does your voice? Like,
only,
yeah.
Only
well?
At UBC.
Yeah.
And there's
well,
usually
like,
hamburgers, some kind of a barbecue going
yeah,
on outside.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, no, I mean, my voice is definitely not as good during the day. Like, I feel kind of like, ah, like there's
yeah.
a level of mucus that I haven't managed to shed yet.
Thanks for the information.
Well,
I can hear it too. No.
Yeah, no, you probably can.
And, like, is there anything you do just to get ready for maybe some earlier shows? Which. Is there
no,
like,
I kind of scramble to
yeah.
get ready for them. I'm
oh.
kind of like, oh shit, okay, gotta go.
Watch the swearing during
sorry,
the daytime. No,
sorry.
It's all right. Everybody, well, Chris Horrific was swearing in the morning drive on his
really?
Songs.
And I thought you weren't.
And Joel was too. Everybody, I don't know.
Yeah,
like 7 in the morning, Joel Tong swearing like it. Anyways, that's all
well
good.
Well, then, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, you don't. Do you want to maybe sing a song or two, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do.
The Abramson Singers live on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is hour number 19. Woohoo!
Is called Fool's Gold. Fool's Gold, Fool's Gold. You can't be a pearl if you don't fit the mold, so you're gonna be shucked and you're gonna be sold. Fool's gold, fool's gold, pearls light and cold pearls. False love, false love. Oh, don't tell a pearl that he's really a dove. He's still blue black when he looks in the mirror. False love, white tears. False love, white tears, white. Black gold, you drill from the top, then you pump from below, then you buy all the pearls in the neighborhood store. With black gold, pearls, young and old pearls. Gold teeth, gold smile. You gotta be true and you gotta be mild. You've got long hair in the depth of a child. Gold locks, gold eyes, long life, our times are. Sleep all alone, so you might die an old maid, withered and prone. False love, false gold, good pearls die, old fools. Tired bones, you can't go to heaven if you don't go alone, but until you stroll to the alabaster throne. Should we do that cover?
Sure, yeah.
We're going to do a cover song. This song's by Arthur Russell, and he's credited with inventing disco. But this isn't a disco song. As you eat, don't think of the one you love. And on the street,
Don't look at the sky above. If there's no one home, don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart. And like a dog whose home is and can't be sleeping, like a log, he knows that he's best off keeping out of sight. Don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart. And in the door, there's nobody coming through it anymore. But I'm looking through it too, some other way. Don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely of the one you love. And on the street, don't look at the sky above. If there's no one home, don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart. You
are listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live in studio with us right now, we have the Abramson Singers. So he invented disco, or he's credited?
Apparently he's credited with inventing disco. He's a really... Do you know Arthur Russell?
I was looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah, he's a very eclectic man.
All I know from this article is that his nickname is Dinosaur and Killer Whale.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did not know.
No. How can you tell me a bit about that song?
It's off of
or him.
Yeah, it's off of an album called "Love Is Overtaking Me," I think, and it's awesome. Like, he's got all this, you know, folk country singer songwriter stuff, and then he's got like this experimental cello music, which is also really cool. And then he's got like some proto disco or something. Right. So
yeah, I think he said that. It's crazy. And he said he tend to not finish his songs.
Oh really?
Yeah. Huh. Oh well. So good.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk, well, maybe a bit about your own songs. How you have a copy of the Abramson Singers album. How are you doing with that?
Well, it's not actually officially released yet.
Yes.
So it's going to be
released. So I'm looking for a status update, basically.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking for,
okay, November 24th, apparently, is going to be the release date. And it's going to come out digitally through White Whale.
Oh, it's going to be on White Whale.
Yeah, well, it's kind of going to be a Copper Spine White Whale collaboration. So,
what does that mean?
Well, it just means that, like,
that Ryder do half the work.
Ryder's going to do half the work.
Ryder can just drink the beer.
Yeah, Ryder will drink all my beer tickets.
Yeah,
and then he'll help me write grants. I don't know.
Okay.
But
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's coming. It's a really, really great album.
Thanks.
Love it. Yeah.
It'll have distribution at least, and and I don't know if I don't know if we're gonna do CD pressing. So I only I only printed 200 CDs to begin with, and so I think
you might just stick with that.
Yeah, or maybe print vinyl later on. I'm not sure. Right. See how it does.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
How would that work? Like, would you put a stamp of White Whale on it, or no? Just forget it.
I think it'll probably have a Copper Spine and a White Whale stamp.
Stamp. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's a really good album. You should really get it out there and. distribution is good.
Yeah, I will try. I mean, at least like that way it'll be on iTunes and all those yes. like all those other ones that I don't know what yeah. the hell they are. But.
Are you good with writing grants or have you done any of that?
Oh, but, Jesus Christ. I spent the last 3 days writing a stupid fucking grant. No swearing.
but we remember... you were trying to get a grant when you went to North by North.
Yeah, I got it. That one. And you got it. I did. I totally
so
did.
So did you get reimbursed for a cab ride?
Might owe you $70. No,
whatever. So how does it, so everything got it was good? Was it easier than expected, or was it just as hard as people were telling you about?
What?
The grant, right? Grant writing.
Well, the last one I just did a Canada Council one for a recording project, and that was a pain in my ass.
Yeah. Did you have people to ask about it, or did you, were you just looking it up online?
I know somebody who kind of helps with that sort of thing, and so I directed my questions at her, and she was really helpful. Like with the marketing plan, I don't know how to write a marketing plan, so she was really helpful with that kind of stuff.
Sounds so tedious.
It's totally tedious, but you know, if we actually get the grant, that means that you know we can record a proper album, so that'd be really awesome. But it's apparently the last deadline for this grant, so chances are that everybody and their dog is applying for
it. What is the grant about?
It's a specialized recording grant, so it's like for I don't know specialized music.
Oh, so with this, when you get the grant, would you be recording new stuff with it, or does it pay for?
Yeah, this would be for the project that I'm doing with Lynn from Portico.
Ah, right.
So for our Lou Riel album.
Oh right.
Yeah.
How? What is that about?
It's songs about Lou Riel, the story and everything.
Is that you? I think you were talking about that before. So is it? Is it still in concept, or has it been done?
Well, we have about. 7 or 8 songs, so we're gonna still write a few more, and we started like we recorded a demo for this grant, so we'll see.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Do you have more songs to play, or are you out?
We probably have a couple more.
You play you basically double the amount of songs you normally play, so.
Yeah, no, we could play some more. Do you still have time for us, or?
Yeah, we do. I haven't no sign of Chris Burnside yet.
Okay.
Like I said, well, give him credit. He was. He was listening all night yesterday at least 5 in the morning.
Wow.
So he'll be here.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I can wait for pizza like another 10 minutes or so.
Luke is here. That's upper inside. I thought maybe it was. All right. The Abramson Singers on 24 Hours of Radio Hell. the Abramson Singers live on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're down to the last probably 5 hours, basically. Oh, my God. It goes by quick when you're having so much fun.
I guess you can't see that on radio. I'm giving Ben the rock sign.
It's fun. I don't know, that one, that little nap, despite all the mockery and such, it's totally, it's good. I needed it.
Awesome.
I feel like I just woke up, which I did, but hey. that makes sense. I feel like $1 million.
What are you going to do after this? Are you really going to stay up for the after party?
Yeah.
You're not just going to crash?
I have to go to the after party. It's an after party.
So it's going
to
be like 36 hours of... No, wait. How long
it's not
is the
that
party?
Long. It's only like 3 hours.
So like 30 hours.
Well, it ends at 6 and then it ends at 12. But I kind of want to... There's another after party after that.
So it might be 36 hours of Radio Hell.
Yeah, there's an after party that we can't really talk about. And then there's the UCA party show that's going on that I kind of want to see. Because they were on the program yesterday, yeah. And the album's awesome.
Awesome.
So, what do you think?
What do you think?
I mean, do you guys want to play another one?
We can.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm just gonna get everything out of you until... next time.
Is that right? This song's like 1 minute long. Sweetheart, do not love too long. I love long and long, and grew to be out of fashion. Like an old song, old song. All through the years of our youth, neither could have known their own thought from the others. We were so much at work. So much at one, but oh, in a minute he changed. Oh, in a minute he changed. Oh, do not love too long. 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 Or you'll grow out of fashion, like an old song, old song.
The Abramson Singers live on CITR. So you're playing tomorrow night, I just found out.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at Café de Soleil.
That's right.
Who are you playing with?
I am playing with Headwater, who is the band, my bassist Patrick's band.
Ah.
Yeah.
When does the excitement start? Do you know,
showtime.
Showtime.
Probably, I think we're on like first or second, yep. So it'll be like 9-ish, probably not super late. Yep.
And who are you playing with? Just...
Dave and Patrick, and we're going to have a new drummer tomorrow night.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So is that the first time the new drummer is going to be with you?
This drummer.
Yeah,
yes.
This drummer, yes.
Yeah. So we have our first rehearsal tonight.
Are you excited?
Our only rehearsal.
Excited.
Yeah, he's really awesome. I don't know if you know Carrie Pratt, but he's really rad. So
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good one.
Awesome. And are you ever going to play a show with a crier with behind you again?
I think that will, you know, like maybe if I have another big show, it's a lot of organization, yeah. And a lot of practice. So I think, you know.
So the last time that you did that, you went through like weeks of at least a couple nights of practice, right?
Yeah, we did like quite a few practices. So.
I don't know too much about choir. Is that actually harder to get everybody organized and have everything in sync versus even a band?
Well, yeah, kind of. Especially when there's no accompaniment, because people go out of tune and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's like, it's you know, we had like seven people to organize.
Right.
With schedules and stuff. And then, you know, everyone's singing different parts, and it's, yeah, I think if you're not used to singing in choirs, it can be kind of a challenge to kind of,
Yes, yes. And singing, speaking of singing in a choir, you sang at Chris Rivick's wedding.
Yeah, that was actually a few members of the choir. My choir I took from that choir, and yeah.
Yeah, that was really awesome. Did that took a lot of organization as well? Or?
It wasn't so much because that choir, like, it's already sort of an established group, and they already knew the song, so there were only a couple of us who didn't know it at all. And
The other question is that more nerve-wracking than playing a show because you're singing at a wedding? Because you can't screw... Yeah. Well, you don't want to screw that up.
I was a little bit nervous. Yeah. I was a little bit nervous, but mostly it's just because I was like... Because it was right after the ceremony, and I was crying my eyes out. And so I had to sing right after crying, which is really hard. I don't know if you've ever tried to do that. But like,
I do that all the time, had, like, every night.
I was like, like wiping tears off away from my eyes. And yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Every night, huh?
Yeah, every night.
Oh, Ben, I'm.
I
know.
I didn't cry at Chris's wedding, though.
You didn't?
No.
You're a cold man. I know. Cry every night except for
I just cry
night.
when I see like hockey scores.
Did you cry yourself to sleep this morning?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering about that.
Why did I sign up for this? This is garbage.
Yeah, totally.
Never again. So yeah. Oh, you that was good. That was a really good wedding, and you did a great job.
And I danced my ass off after too. Oh,
yeah, it was great. It was fantastic.
It was pretty fun.
Okay, I haven't seen any sign of Mr. Burnside, but.
I think maybe we'll just do one more and then call it. If that's cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
I don't
perfect.
Know what. To
Oh, he just showed
there,
up.
There
but you can still do one more. He's gonna.
Okay.
You still got tons of time, actually.
What should we? What should we play, Ben?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I can't really decide.
I don't want to be blamed for anything.
Well, I'm gonna blame you regardless. What do you want to do? Oh, that one?
I don't know. You don't want to do it?
I don't know.
What do you feel like doing?
I don't know what I feel like doing. I guess we're running out of options, too.
Do that first one that you were talking about. Or the second one you're talking about.
What? Okay, well, I guess we'll play a really old one. Which I haven't really played in months, but...
This is a place to do
it. Actually, more than months. Yeah. More like years, probably. All right.
It's so cold inside my heart when it comes on winter time, and I'm trying to keep warm in the light of your words that have set my eyes on. Takes a wrong turn, but I don't tell him the way. I prefer we sleep in the light of the sun. Better keep talking along the way. So maybe I won't keep doubting the reasons I asked him to come and play with me. I've got some matches. Inside his house when he won't pay off.
to